Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. I love that name.
Mm-hmm, I do too. It helps you really know what we're trying to talk about here.
All right. Well, I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, Tammy, I don't say it often enough, just how much I appreciate all the work you do, not only with the show, but the preparation for the show. And I think a lot of listeners actually enjoy listening to you more than they do me in a lot of cases from talking to our listeners. So you definitely exude that.
Well, thank you. What else can I say?
And they, our listeners can't see your beauty when they're listening to you. They can just hear your beautiful voice.
Well, that there are days that, yeah, okay, well, I don't even know what to say to that, but thank you. I'll just stop.
You just have to receive.
I do. That's a tough one for me.
I know. It is a tough one, but you deserve it.
Thanks for putting me on the spot, babe.
I didn't prep you for that, did I?
No, you didn't. Wasn't in my notes.
Well, okay, so Tammy, here's one of the things that we see is you and I try to be very cognizant of this, mm-hmm. is when we talk about spending. And when we talk about the purpose of our show being how to teach consumers to be smart with your money, you know, right. smartwithyourmoney.com is our website. The antithesis of being smart with your money would be credit card debt, right? I mean, that's it's really about the highest interest rate debt you're going to get unless you have loan shark debt. And we're not even going to go there.
No, let's don't go there.
Yeah, we won't even go there. What's interesting stat I saw the other day is that credit card debt in the U.S., is on track to reach $1 trillion this year, which is almost reaching the previous record of $1.02 trillion that was set back in 2008 before the Great Recession.
So before the husband and wives out there have heart attacks, they're just contributing to that number. They didn't go and just one person do that, right?
Yeah, one person is not responsible for that $1 trillion in credit card debt.
So I have a question for you. What is the largest amount of credit card debt that you've ever had come in your door?
Ooh, that's a really good question. We have somebody we're trying to get a loan for right now who has about $200,000 in debt.
Oh, gosh. And here's
the thing where it's actually not all credit card debt because what happened is it really is in a sense, but what happened is when last time we did their loan, they had a ton of debt. Mm-hmm. Well, they went and took out, I think it was like Prosper, which is one of those peer-to-peer lending networks, an $80,000 loan.
I don't know much about that. I need to learn more about that.
Yeah, so they knocked off $80,000 of it from revolving into a new installment loan. So $80,000 at $200,000 is called installment loan when you look at their credit report, but it's still just credit card debt.
I see.
It's still going to be higher interest rate loans. Plus another $120,000 in credit card debt. And this is actually somebody who makes a significant income.
Right.
Yeah, they make about $250,000 a year. And I'm not going to tell their name, of course. I don't want to know
that's none of my business.
Information. But when you see that, as a debt strategist, I always have to start asking questions about it because I can't just do a loan for somebody like that without asking them, how did you get into this? Because they're obviously not making any headway, and all of their credit cards are at 98% to 99% of the credit limit.
So I guess my question, I have several questions going on in my brain right now, but the first one is, you know, is this person on a salaried?
Yes, you know, salaried job.
So a salaried job, so they have money they can count on.
And so, they get some bonuses too.
And so then that leads me down a path of then, you know, what is it that they feel like they have to have that they can't just save for or pay for in cash? Or, you know, what are the most common reasons or things that people buy with that?
Okay, so the biggest thing that happens is it creeps up on people. Okay, it starts out your number one thing is that they just have not been disciplined to have a budget. That mm-hmm. they, you know, one of the worst things is like all these reward cards to put everything on your credit card so you get these reward points, you know, cash back rewards and things like that. Those aren't bad as long as you can stay disciplined and pay it off every month. But if you can't pay it off every month, then it slowly starts to creep up. And then if you don't make enough money to pay it down, eventually it becomes a credit game that the game can't end until you're out of credit. As long as you have more credit where you can borrow and continue to go further into debt, then the house of cards doesn't tumble. But then when everything reaches the credit limits, now they're in trouble.
Yeah. And then I guess I would feel, I would just be stressed out. That would stress me out to think that I had that much debt.
It should stress them out. And, you know, so when I go through these, because this person makes too much money to file bankruptcy, they're over the income limit, so they don't have an option to just wipe it all out in a Chapter 7.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, so that's not an option. They could do a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and it would knock the debt down some, because a lot of times they'll settle that about 10 cents on the dollar with a lot of revolving debt. So it's very possible they could do a Chapter 13 and reduce the debt some, but then they're stuck in a bankruptcy on a five-year payment plan.
Right.
And that's not always a good option to do.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about credit card debt and some of the extreme scenarios that we see and how people get into those situations. I mean, Tammy, you've had friends that were shopaholics.
Oh, yeah. I've had several. I've even had a step-grandparent that she basically was a hoarder. She just couldn't help but not buy. And then on my mom's side, she had a cousin that was a hoarder. And when she passed away, the daughters were having to deal with all of the, what is that, Home Shopping Network. Yeah, having to deal with that. And I mean, you know,
it's her
she
version
had
of Amazon back
five
then.
Blenders and, you know, I don't know. Maybe she thought there were a lot of people getting married or something. I don't know.
Such a great special. I couldn't resist.
It is interesting in the mindset. I don't like to shop, first of all. So that one, that, you know, it's a little harder for me to have understanding with that. But, you know, when there's a deal, I guess some people go that way with it, I guess.
All right. So when I'm coaching people that are in a crisis situation like this, I only get to see first what's on the credit report, but that's nowhere near all of their debt. Mm-hmm. So I always make them bring me a list of all the money that they're spending every month.
Like their bank statements and stuff like that.
What I tell them to do is, if you want to know where you're spending your money, you go into your bank accounts and you can export everything to Excel over the last 6 months. And then it's really easy to go ahead and sort it.
Mine's Walmart.
By where the money's going.
Groceries.
Yeah, Walmart for us with a family of eight. Right. Yeah, absolutely. We go through a lot of groceries. So when we look at that, where are they spending their money? So like this couple with $200,000 in credit card debt, well, I can't feel too sorry for them because they have a $680 car payment. Okay, who really needs, you know, a car with a $680 payment?
Right. So in that situation, then, is it that they shouldn't have bought a car for $680 and then they would have had the cash to buy the stuff, you know?
Okay, here's what happens. When people get in debt like that and when they make that amount of money, they stop worrying about the little things. Okay, they become sometimes penny wise and pound foolish, but they're not even penny wise in many cases, that they'll just buy whatever they want when they want it.
Right.
So here's one of the models that I talk to people about. That's when I deal with people that accumulate a lot of wealth versus people that don't. What most people do, you have a certain amount of money that comes into your household every month. And what most people do is they spend money first and then they'll save whatever's left over at the end of the month, which might be a little bit, but it might be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People that accumulate wealth, they just flip that model. Okay, they have the same amount of money that comes in their household every month, but they save first. Okay, they decide in advance how much money they're going to save, and whatever's left is all they have to spend. They have to work their lifestyle around what's left, and that means making important decisions on what are you going to cut out, which is what I end up going through with people is, when we look at your budget, what is, you know, you have certain things that are the have-to-haves, but what are just the nice-to-haves in here?
Right.
And you wouldn't believe, one of the most common ones with that is private school.
Mm-hmm.
So deal with people that have big families and they live in good school districts. Is that private school absolutely vital? And many times, you know, their answer is yes. To them, it is vital. Okay, well, what else are you going to give up then if you won't give up private school?
Yeah, well, we sat down with my cousin going over some of that. And, you know, he and his wife were trying, they wrote out everything. We had them write down the have to column and the not have to column. And
when, if you remember in that situation, because they were not, mm-hmm. they were fairly low income, mm-hmm. but they were spending over $300 a month on cigarettes mm-hmm. and had zero budget for groceries.
Right.
I mean, that's what we call bass
backwards. It's a diet plan, you know, that right. may work.
True. It's not so good for their kids.
Well, my aunt paid for the groceries. That was their budget.
Right. Right. Mooching so. Off an aunt. It's kind of scary.
It is a little scary. And, you know, we have a lot of kids moving up in this world, basically. And teaching them how to handle debt is super important. And, you know, if you're an adult and you're finding yourself in that situation, there's no shame in it. There's no shame. It's really just becoming educated and coming up with a good plan. And, Doug, you're probably one of the best people I've ever listened to kind of go over a strategy to get out of debt. So another question I had on this credit card debt is the average household, what is the average household debt? What is that number?
Tell you what, I want to table that because we're actually going to talk about that
okay.
when we come back from Perfect. Break. Because I definitely want to get into that, but I also want to offer up a tool for people as we're finishing up this talk about the debt people get in and how tough it is to get out. Okay, and I don't want to seem unsympathetic to the case that I was talking about because that's an extreme case. You right now, when you're listening, you're probably not that extreme case, but you may have some debt that you need to get rid of. So I have a debt snowball spreadsheet that I'm going to have us post on our website. So if you visit smartwithyourmoney.com, you can download the debt snowball spreadsheet. Real simple too. It'll give you a couple different methods when you put in your debts and what the payments are and what the interest rate is. It'll give you a couple different choices on how you could get out of that debt. So very, very good. A free tool we're going to give to you as our listener. Just visit smartwithyourmoney.com and look for this blog post about credit card debt, and you'll be able to have access to be able to download that. So when we return, we're actually going to be talking about some of the very specific statistics that are hitting Americans right now when it comes to credit card debt, and we're also going to talk about student loan debt when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.